Okay, boys, so today's daf is daf Kuf Aleph. We're up to the top line where it starts, Ubalmum Heicha Ikri Tameh. What is this all about? Let's just go back for a moment to Kuf Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amud with the Gemara. The girsa that we have in our Gemara is actually Kitcha Bekli. However, the Shita corrects that and changes it instead. That Misha Kitcha Bekli Ein Lehem Pidyon. Once you have a mincha or nesachim going into a kli sharis, it becomes infused with kedusha, and now has kedusha saguf. You cannot be poided. That's what we said in our Mishnah. Mishnah kitchu b'kli, ein lehem pidyon. Break the more pshit, of course it's ein lehem pidyon. Kedusha saguf nenu. And kedusha saguf, you can't go and be poided. The only time you can find a kedusha saguf, you can be poided, is by a behema when it develops a mum. But menoches and the sochem are not behemoths and they don't develop mumen.
They get spoiled?
They can get spoiled as much as you want, but nevertheless, this halacha of being able to be poidim because a balmum does not apply to anything other than a behema. And in fact, if you go back to the Mishnah, you'll see at the last three lines, ha'oifes va'eitzim ha'levoina klisharis mishinitmu eimlem pidyon. This form of pidyon by kedusha seguf is only by behema. Anyway, so frankly, more pshita kedusha seguf nino. So what's the chiddush of our Mishnah that says that once they became tamei and they had kedusha seguf, ein pidyon? Says he more itzvach solka daitach menahol bal mum ikri tamei tamei nami ki bal dum nami, because we find that the Torah refers to a balmum, a behemoth balmum. The Torah calls it tamei. So I would think, no, so these two words are now synonymous. Balmum and Tamei are the same. So Tamei Nami Kibal Mum Dami. So I would say that the Menachas and the Sochem have gotten spoiled, using Bill's term. In which respect have they gotten spoiled? Because they are now Tamei, so they should have it in like a Balmum. And therefore, Afagav the Kodesh Yusuf Agov, Kenov Be Mum Mifrik, Hani Nami Lifrik. I would think you have a right and the ability to go and be Porek, to go and be poided, kamash v'lon deloy as nisht. So the basis of our Mishnah in saying the chiddush, the mitchikichu b'kli, eimem pidyon, is because of this potential mistake that a person can make, that the Torah refers to a balmum as tamei. So therefore the menachas and the sochem that became tamei are bali mumin, so maybe you can be poided them. Top of the Amid now, Ubalmum, Heichikri Tamei. Where did you ever find that? I never heard of something like that. Ubalmum is called Tamei. The Sanya Yasidua Brais, it says in the Pasuk, V'imchol Behema Tameya. Actually, Yakrivu Mimena Korban Lashem. The Poshup Shad, of course, in the Pasuk, a Behema Tameya. Behema Tameya doesn't mean a Behema that became Tamei. It means a non kosher species of animal. Rashi says, like a sus, a gomel, or a chamor. These are all clearly non-kosher animals. So when the pasuk begins, in kol behema tamei ashle akrivu mimenu korban Hashem, which you cannot bring for a korban. So I thought we're talking about taka asus gomel v'chamar. The Chazal tell us no. B'bali mumen sheniftan akosim medaber. This pasuk is talking about not a behema tamei. It's talking about a kosher animal, however, which developed a mum, and therefore you cannot be makrev it as a korban Hashem. What do you do with that? So the pasuk continues on, v'herich behemid es habehema lefnei hakoyin. You go and take the behemah lefnei hakoyin, and you do hamod v'harocha, which means that you do a pidyon. Ah, however, how do I know the taka this pasuk of behema tamei is referring to balmum? Maybe it's taka referring to a sus gomel v'chamar. So if you're more atoim balimum and shenivdu, oh, you ain't a behema tamei a mamish. Maybe taka we're talking about a horse. We're talking about a chamar. Kishu oime, since I have another pasuk in the same parsha, v'im ba behema hatamei ufodu be'erkecha, that if you have taka a sus, a gomel or chamar, and you were makdish it for purposes of bringing a korban, or you were just makdish it to go and give to Bedek Habayis, you were makdish it. It has now kedusha. Obviously, you cannot bring it for a korban, but anytime it has kedusha, get the kedusha off, and now take that money and use it for something else. You can be poided. So the pasuk already has, the Torah has covered the parsha of a non-kosher animal. So mani mekayim v'im kol behema tamei. What do I do with that earlier pasuk at the top of the Amid that we spoke about Is that also talking about a behemoth tmeya? Then we'd have two psukim addressing the very same issue. And therefore, say Chazal, no, the first pasuk is not talking about behemoth tmeya, it's bali mumin, sheniftu hakosim mitabim. So Shmuel Yochel Yiftu al mum oiver, I would think that you can be poyed to them even on a passing mum, not only on a permanent mum. In other words, the animal is temporarily a broken leg, but the veterinarian has put a cast on it and says, just wait another 3 weeks and the behemoth will be able to run the marathon. So Yochel Yiftu al mum oiver, tamaloi mashali akrivu menakor mal Hashem, lo yakrivu permanently misha'ein akrivu al Hashem, kol ikr, no even have a minute. Even though temporarily it is suspended from being able to bring for a carbon, but this animal will soon be gezunt, therefore this din would not apply. Anyway, bottom line is, all we're saying, we've now fe'enfered the kasha. The kasha was, well, the Gemara said that the Torah refers to a balmum as a behemoth tmeya, and the answer is yes, the Torah does. So therefore I would have thought, no, Tamei balmum are synonymous terms. Just like a balmum, you could be poyed if it has a mum kavua. If this animal is now tamei, not the animal being tamei, but if the menachas or nesachim are tamei, maybe they should have a din of yesh lehem pidyon, just like a balmum has a din of pidyon. Kamashla and the Mishnah, no. The term balmum and tamei are not synonymous. Yeah, Taka the Torah uses it once by this baby tamei, but don't automatically assume that anything that is tamei is like a balmum, and you can go and be pointed. Also, of course, one has to remember that the term tumma is being used here in two different ways. When our Mishnah says shenitmu, it doesn't mean that the menachas and the sachem have now been transformed miraculously and magically into horses or into camels. We're talking about that it's become tameh. Ah, mashen kein the posik vim kol behemet tameh. We're talking about animals which are inherently non-kosher, nothing to do with tumma per se. Just they happen to be non-kosher. If you touch that animal, you don't become tamei. So therefore, says our Gemara, that's why the Mishnah had to tell us that once it's a Scottish bekli, ein lehem pidyon. Fine. Now we saw the new shtickle. Moisiv Rav Huna Bar Menoich. Rav Huna Bar Menoich is asking Akasha on Shmuel. What did Shmuel say? Go back again to Kuf Amid Beis, right after the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Menoches and Nesachem shenitmu'u. Actually, kitcha bekli yesh lehem pidyon, mincha and nesachim, they became tomei. Actually, kitcha bekli. So, what kedusha did they have? They had a kedushas domim. How did they have a kedushas domim? By the baalim, whoever the baalim happened to be of this mincha and nesachim, saying, "Yeah, I'm bringing this flour for karp mincha. I'm bringing this wine to go do nesachim on the mizbeach into the shitin." What happened to them by making that utterance? He's now been mekadosh them. Kedushas Damim, that's not the full degree of Kedushas Aguf, but Kedushas Damim. And now became Tameh, says our Mishnah, actually, Kitchabakli, you can go and be pointed at. Sounds fine. Omer Shmuel says, even if there was no problem with the Menachot, the Mincha, and the Nesachim, they were absolutely Tohor Legamri, you can also go and be pointed at. And this is now going to become a very hot issue, and we're going to see that, in fact, it's a machloikis between the Amirai. So the Gemara asks first Akasha on Shmuel from the following Braisa. I'm sorry, not from the Braisa, but from our Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah. Moiser Ravuna Bar Menoich, or Ifes Va'itzim Valavoinu Vakli Shoresh, Shenitmu, Ein Lem Pidyoin, She'eloinema Pidyoin, Elba Behema. When you have Ifes, or Eitzim, or Levoinu, or klisharis that became tamei, there is no din of pidyon, because the whole inyan of pidyon is only by behema, and even there, by behema, it depends when it has kedushas damim or kedushas aguf. It's kedushas damim, you can be poida. Kedushas aguf, you cannot be poida unless it develops a mum. Okay, so therefore, oifis eitz aloina and klisharis, which all have kedushas damim, nitmu, ein lehem pidyon. Says Imar, let me understand. Bishleim oifis, kedushas aguf ninu. By oifois, that is a kedushas aguf because you're bringing it for a carbon. You're not talking about, well, we'll talk about eitz and levoin in a moment. Since that's kedushas aguf, by oifois, to make it a kedushas aguf, all you have to do is look at the oifis and say, you are going to be my carbon chatos or my carbon oila. Automatically gets now infused with a kedushas aguf. Really? I thought you needed a klishares. That's only those things that you put into a klishares. such as the Karban Mincha. You put into a Klisharis, then it becomes Kedushas Agof. If you didn't put into the Klisharis, it does not have Kedushas Agof. But by Oivois, you don't put it into a Klisharis, so therefore it has Kedushas Agof. And V'loi Nemar Ela Bebehema, since the Torah only tells us this din, that if you have, like we said at the top of the Amid, in Kol Behema Tmeya, which doesn't mean Behema Tmeya, that means a Baal Mum. Actually, a Kribim Mena Karm Lashem, which came a Baal Mum, and therefore you cannot bring it for a carbon. The Hamid, you're going to take it to the Koyin from Mother Baracha to go and be pointed. So the Torah doesn't tell us that Lagabi Oifis, only tells us Lagabi Behemas. Oh, so the Mishnah reads beautifully Lagabi Oifis. Repeating the words of the Mishnah, Oifis, put in parentheses the eighth and Voina Klisharis, Oivish and Nitmo, Eilem Pidjoin, there's no Pidjoin. Why not? It has Kedushas Aguf. Yeah, but by Behema, there's a Kedushas Aguf if it develops a Mum. That's only by Behema. The Torah only gave us this remedy for a Baal Mum by Behema, so that you can go and be pointed once it gets the Kedushas Aguf, but not by Oivish. Yes. Yes.
Oif has no psul of Baal Mum. That's why it's no pinyan.
Okay.
I have a similar question. If an ov did have a baal mum and it was mechusar river, would it be eligible for a pinyan?
You're both addressing the same issue.
Question, right?
Yes. So the answer is, Mendel, you're right. It does not have the same broad parsha of mumen just like Behemoth have. But even an oif also has.
Mechusar river.
Exactly. Mechusar river means if it's missing one of its limbs. And Mechusar Eivor is only an example. There's a Toysis that says, although the Gemara refers to Mechusar Eivor, just means any real big-time permanent mum that comes to exclude any type of Doikin Shiba'ayin, or you have a cut in the ear, or you have a cut in the blip, or something like that. So, one second. So even by Oifis, the Parsha of Baal Mum still applies. Now, to get to your question, the follow-up question was, what happens if you have an oif that has a full-blown mum, it's missing a wing, it's missing a leg, it's missing whatever? That's what our Mishnah is telling us is. There is no din of pidyon, because the Torah was only megala this remedy of pidyon by a baal mum, in a case of imkol behema, which means a baal mum, not a behema, to me, a non-kosher animal, it's a kosher animal that developed a mum, and therefore, shall I creep him in a karmel Hashem, you can go and do a mother barach. But by oifis, this does not work. You cannot go and be poide and oif that became a baal mum.
How does an oif become a kedushas goof?
As by designating it, by saying, you, oif, you're an oila, you are a chata. Sorry, a minuch is only when you put it into the klishars. No problem. Anyway, so therefore, oifis, they understand. That the whole pidyon legabe bali mumen by kedushas aguf is only by bein. El eitzim ulevoina uklisharis lifriku. Eitzim ulevoina klisharis don't have a din of kedushas aguf. Lechore they only can reach the level of kedushas dam. The Gemara is assuming that eitzim ulevoina you do not place into a klisharis, and so therefore, if you look at the Rashi. First, go back to Rashi. Moisav Rav Huna Lishmuel, about 10 lines in. Moisav Rav Huna Lishmuel. Oif is Kedushas Aguf Ninu, the Hain Atzman Kraven, the Hain Tzrichen Kedushas Kli. There is no concept of Kli Shores by Oifis, only Lagabi Mincha. El Eitzel Levoina, Shulay Kitchen Bekli, you're not Mekadish them in a Kli. Ukli, period. Since they do not have a Kedushas Kli, they are only Kedushas Hadomim, not Kedushas Aguf, as well as Ukli Shores. Lifriku. Even any one of these becomes tama, you should be able to be pointed to lav kedushas agufninu el machshiri karbenheim. Says Rashi, but all three of them, the eitzim is not a carbon itself. Normally, yes, you can be makrev, you can go and be menad of a carbon eitzim. More is assuming we're talking about eitzim gzirim on the mizbeach, which are a machshir for carbon.
We said we do kmitza on the eitzim, grind.
We had one mandiyomer that said that because you learned it auto mincha. O levoina, which we're assuming once again you're not going and bring a carbon levoina, but this levoina is to be matir the lechem upon him. Therefore, says Gemara. These, if loikitchim a kli, if they didn't go into a kli, and a kli shores, which itself, by definition, you don't put one kli shores into another kli shores, so it doesn't have kedushas aguf, because it only has the status of a machshir carbon, so in those cases, there's no din. Allah mishim de menachim, hoirim in liftim, hani afagav the nitmo. So getting back to our Gemara. Zok de Gemara yetz nochmo. So we understand why oifois you cannot have a bidyon because the Torah was not megala the dinner of balmum by oifois, only by bayim. Good. Ela eitzim levoinu klisharis lifrikul. We should be able to be poyed to them. Why should we be able to be poyed to them? Because number one, they do not have the kedushas of guf; they only have a kedushas domim. And number two, like Rashi said, they're only machshire carbon; they're not the carbon itself. Especially a klisharis is not a carbon itself; it's only machshir the carbon to be able to be brought for a carbon. So lifrikul. So why should you be able to be poyed to them? Elav muznach zogn lechoyra mishum tohirim ba'alma. Tohirim ba'alma means the case of normal menachos and nesachim, which are tohar, which did not become tameh, ein nivdin. There you cannot go and be poyed to them, not like Shmuel, v'hani nami. And these three, meaning the eitzim levoina klisharis, avgav the nitmu, even if they did become tameh, is ketohirim damu. They should have the status of tohirim. Why should they have the status of tohirim? The eitzim levoina lav b'nei. Take out the word ashwi. La b'nei uchlaninu. Eitzim levoina cannot be eaten. What the Gemara is telling us is that typically what is mekabel tumah? A person can be mekabel tumah. Oichlinu mash can be mekabel tumah. Kalim can be mekabel tumah. But otherwise, other things cannot become tumah. If you have eitzim van, no, not eitzim. If you have avonim, which you, an avela goes and dies and is lying there on top of avonim, the avonim are not mekabel tumah because they are not in the category of one of the above. They're not odom, they're not kelim, they're not oichel. So eitzim avonim lechora also not oichel. So in bazoi, how did they become tummy in the first place? Elachibas hakodesh mishavelahu uchla. There's a concept when you're talking about kodshim, chibas hakodesh, which is such an elevated kedusha, it transforms otherwise inedible entities as if they have a status of oichel. Why are we saying that? The eitzim kamadolim mishapel hu legzirim loy miskashri. Even after the chibas hakodesh only attaches if in fact it is ready, willing, and able to go and be part of the carbon process. Masha enkein eitzim kamadolim mishapel hu legzirim means before you smooth them out and making them into nice logs to go and put on the mizbeach, on the marocha, like miskashri. They do not have a din of chibas hakodesh machsherosan to have them a status of oichel. And similarly, levoina nami. Kamod lekidshe beklisharis loy miskashra. If you want levoina to begin to get a kedushas aguf, you have to put them into the klisharis. Before they put them in klisharis is gonish. Maximum has kedushas dama. As klisharis nami, the third case, right? We spoke about the eitzim levoina klisharis. Klisharis nami hoil the islu tar b'mikva. Even if a klisharis becomes tameh as a result of an avela or whatever, you can be metired. Klisharis are not made out of avonim, and they're not made out of klicheres, so no reason why you can't be metired by the mikveh. And therefore, says the Gemara, the case of Shmuel, when he's talking about menochis and nesochim, which are not nitma, which are tohar, says Shmuel, well, no problem, you can still be poyed to them, even though they're totally tohar. Why are we saying that Eitzim and Levoina and Klei Kodesh, the Klisharis, you cannot be poida, L'chori should be able to be poida, because even though they are Tamei, they should have the status like Tehoirim. Why should they have the status of Tehoirim? Because Eitzim and Levoina can only become Tamei Tumas Oichlin, only as a result of the Chibas HaKodesh, and if you're talking about Eitzim that have not been prepared yet and smoothed out yet for Gzirim, Le'miskashi, the Chibas HaKodesh doesn't attach. So the point, if you didn't put into Klisharis, the Chibas HaKodesh doesn't attach. So therefore, and the same thing applies to Klisharis, even if it does become totally Tamei 1000%, and you don't have to have an Oichel over here because it's a Kli, but since you can have a Tar and a Mikvah, says he more than all three of these should be similar to Shmuel's case of the Menaches and the Sochem, that even if they're Tahir, they can be Nifta. So these also should, you should be able to be Poyter. Why does it say in the Mishnah that Oif, that Eitzim Levoina Klisharis, you cannot go and be Poyter? Everything more. Look, the Oilam Eimalach, Tahirim be Alma Niftin. The Emerson Tahirim, you can be Poyter like Shmuel said. Aye, so the question is, why can't you go and be poida the eitzim levoinen klisharis? It's because you cannot easily find them. In other words, the Gemara is telling us min hatoira, Shmuel is right. You can be poida anything which has kedushas damim, even if it's totally tahar, no imperfection whatsoever. And therefore, the Eitzim and Levoina and Kli Kodesh, the Kli Sharis, you should also, min hatoira, be able to go and be poida them. The only reason why we said in the Mishnah you can't be poida them is because it's loy shchiach. What does it mean, loy shchiach? If the item, talking about the case of the Levoina, the Levoina or the Kli Sharis, which became Tameh, these are not easily findable. You cannot go and easily find other Levoina and other Kli Sharis, and therefore, if it's Taka became Tameh, fine, you can go and be pointed. But if it happens to be Tahar, then you cannot be pointed. Why? Because, says the Gizbah, the Beis Mikdash, I need these items. Don't go and say, that I'll be poided and I'll use it for something else. I need them. Please, do not be poided them. So this is Midrabanan. Because Trichi, I need them. Since I need them, the Chacham said, if it's Tamei, okay. Yeah, Chanish Gabriel, it's Tamei. Like the case of Menachas and Nesachim, became Tamei. What am I going to do with it? Says Shmuel, says our Mishnah, you can go and poided as long as it only has Kedushas. It doesn't have a Kedushas. Kedusha Zeguf. Thank you. Shmuel continued and said that may ikra din, the same thing applies to Tohoirin. That if you have Menachis and the Sachala became that are Tohar, only Kedusha is dumb and not Kedusha Zeguf, you can be Poydin. What about the cases of the Eitzim Levoina and Klisharis? So the Mishnah there's a shortage of Eitzim Levoina and Klisharis. Since there's a shortage, if in fact it's still Tohar, it said the Chum, do not be poided, leave it the way it is, and we're going to go and use them.
So, I understand an Eitzim, if they become Tameh, you can still use it for firewood. What do you use Tameh Levona for?
So let's be with us. Look, Timar. You can be poided. Vahani, and these three being the Eitzim, Levoin, and Klisharis, they're very, very difficult to find. And therefore the Chum said, since they're difficult to find, if they are Tohoir, do not be poided them and use the money to go and buy something else, because I need these items. So, you're right. Levoina is not shchiach. You cannot easily find Levoina. I guess Levoina was not a hot commodity in those days, and you couldn't go into some sort of store and say, I need some Levoina, sinishda. Klisharis, of course, you have to have special be moishechit, or at least use it in the avoida. So these things are lo shchiach. Ela eitzim mishka shchiachi. You go to any lumber store and you find there's tons of wood. You need wood every single day for warming up the chimney and for the fireplace and for fuel, and you need it for construction. Eitzim, you got eitzim all over the world. And if you don't have a lumber store, go to your nearby forest and chop down a couple of trees. Or maybe you need a permit. But eitzim mishka shchiachi. So to my eitzim nami, kim di omamar, kol eitzim, nimtze boi toilas, posel agam mizbeach. If the eitzim have in them any toiloim, any worms, they're a posel. And especially if you're talking now during winter days, yes, when you cannot easily find a dry piece of wood, hilkach loy shchichi, that's why it's loy shchich, and therefore if you have, in fact, a good piece of eitzim wood, which is tar, even though it only has kedushas dam, and even though min hadin, you could be poyed and say, I don't want to use these eitzim, I want to use the money, I want to use it for something else, says Yomara, min hatoyri, you could do that, like Shmuel said. But midrabanan, since it's not shchiach, you cannot do it. Menachis and nesachim, flour is plentiful. Nesachim, wine is plentiful. So says Shmuel, even if they're tor, you can be poyded them if they did not have the kedushas agof, only kedushas damim. That's not a problem of tzrichas. But here, we need these items. So therefore, the Chum said, please do us a favor. Don't go and be poyded, even though me'ikra din, you could be poyded. Do you still have a question, or you have a...
Yeah, what would you use? So I understand if you have eitzim that are tamei, you can still use them for firewood. Mm-hmm. And klisharis, you can. What would you use tamei levona for? I mean, it's something that is...
So you're not really asking Kasha and our Gemara. You're going back to the Mishnah.
Yes, but I'm waiting for the Gemara to develop before I ask my question, in case the Gemara addresses it. I've been patient, but I'm saying it.
But it's not in today's Gemara.
Okay. I'm wondering. So Levona, I mean, you wouldn't think. I mean, sometimes in Eretz Yisrael, you find these places they sell the Havdalah spices, and they say it's from like Ketores.
Uh-huh.
It's the same things. Obviously not in the same proportions, it wasn't ground and
I
everything.
Sure hope not.
But I'm saying is, you know, because it's usher, it's, you know, right. But I'm saying is, but we're saying was, well, Lavona, what would you use Lavona for outside the base of English, even if it's tummy? What are you going to burn it for?
I'm assuming Lavona has a nice scent to it. I assume it's not the same as Ketores, but it still has a nice scent. Frankincense, whatever that happens to be.
I'm looking for it.
You have? Okay. That's why Dakarik Mora says, you can't find it.
I'd like to know what frankincense is.
Yeah. Well, frankly, I don't know what frankincense
is. Pennsylvania.
Okay. But it's, you, presumably there is somewhere in the world you can get this frankincense, this Levina, and presumably there are people that use it. I know in the Arab countries, sometimes, I don't go to in the subways often these days, but I remember they used to have Arab-looking people that had
all spices
on the floor, and they were smelling, and okay, so I assume that there is a market for levoina and nitma, especially by goyim and even by yidden, because you don't eat it. So,
good. I've told from
yes, Mandy.
My travels that in olden times, when water was not available, they used such spices and smelling herbs to overcome the
smell,
the
body odor,
the thirst.
No, that's what the jasmine was used for. They sell it in. Used to sell it in 19th century France in the opera houses. Where everyone smelled jasmine
because
they couldn't bathe.
Right.
So to mask their. But the thing is, Lavona is something you burn. Does it have a fragrance even if it's not? That was my question. They said that the opera houses of Paris smelled of jasmine for that reason.
Didn't they? Doesn't it say that they used to go after they. Manufactured suits or dresses or whatever, they would go and then finish them off by being makter levoina to give them some sort of aroma.
Was it levoina?
I think it was levoina. So apparently there were other uses for levoina, and even today.
It was like the mak of a potish of it's a Gemara in Shabbos.
Right? Exactly, right. That's what I'm referring to. Good, so they had other purposes of levoina too. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Omer HaPapa. So we answered the kasha that Rav Hunan Bar Manoach asked on Shmuel. Yes, Shmuel is right that may ikra din, something which is tor, only kedushas damim, you could be poida, but there's certain items that were so precious and that there were
scarcity,
mita shortage, the chomse, don't do it. Amra Papa, Ishmila the Shmuel hodesanya. If Shmuel would have heard of the following braisa, what would he have said? So the Gemara fears those, he would have said, have a hoder bay. He would have changed his mind. What does it say in this price? Matfis tamim lebedekabais. The word matfis just means to be makdish a behemoth tamim lebedekabais. Now, we often get caught up in thinking if you have a behemoth, which is tamima, and you're makdish it, even though you only had in mind kedushas damim, it automatically gets accelerated to become a, not accelerated, it gets
promoted.
Upgraded. Oh! Upgrade automatic to be roi for the mizbeach itself. That's only when you are matvis tamimim for the mizbeach for purpose of kedushas damim. In other words, the person says, "I want to bring a carbon oil. I want to make sure that all the money that I have saved up is not spent. So therefore, I'm going to go and set aside $500. But if I set aside $500, somebody's going to say, well, I can use the money for this, I can use the money for that, and there's a hole there, and there's a thing. Blah, blah, blah. So you know what? I go and take the $500 and I buy an animal, and I say, you animal, I don't want to use you for the carbon. I want to go and just put a kedushas damim so that you will be reserved. Nobody should go
and use. Store value, as it were.
Good, you store the value, maybe it'll even appreciate.
It's a sign, you cannot change it because it's already
got kedushas damim. Oh, so there's another Gemara that says that one, if this animal in fact is a top, which you could use for our carbon, as soon as you make kedushas damim, automatic upgrade from economy class to first class, and therefore it automatically gets a kedushas aguf, even though that was not your intention. But that's not our case over here. Here our case is that a person was matfis, he was makdish an animal for better kabayis. In other words, I'm going to hand it over to the gizbar tomorrow, and the gizbar will then decide, can he use it for whatever purpose, or is he going to go and sell it, and he's going to use the money for Berek HaBayis for purposes of repair and maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. What's the din? Ein poiden oisan el mizbeach. You could be poiden it, because it only has kedushas damim, it doesn't have kedushas aguf, and you're not talking about that he was makdish it for the mizbeach, he only did it for Berek HaBayis. You can be poided, but when you poided, it has to be davka for the mizbech. which means that after you take money and you're poydit, you redeem it, you have the animal now. Don't use this animal now for charisha, for plowing. Don't use the animal for carrying freight from place to place. Don't use it for stam shchita. You poydit to use for the mizbech. Why? It's called a roi le mizbech, since it's roi, it's a tam, and it has kedushas domim, even though it doesn't have kedushas a goven, even though you were not makdish it for purposes of a carbon, since it's roi le mizbech, and yoyz mizbech le oilam, then the mizbech will kind of grab it for itself. The avagav the kedushas domim, you know, it's full fledged kedushas domim, because he said, I'm making for better kabayis, I'm not doing for the mizbech. Nevertheless, ein nimdin. Ah, so I see that when you're dealing with karbonis, even though when they're only infused with a kedushas hadomim, not a kedushas guf, as long as they are tohoir, then a nivdin. No, so why did Shmuel say, afel hein tohoirim, nivdin? Here I have a case of something that has only kedushas domim, because he didn't say for kedushas guf, only kedushas domim. Nevertheless, we say, avagav the kedushas domim, nino, a nivdin, hoil u tohoirim hein. Since they are tohar, we didn't say anything about any problem with these behemoths. They were totally tohar, as well as they were not bali mumin. Everything was kusha b'yusha. So you see that ein nivdin is a shver on Shmuel that said nivdin, and that's why Rapapa said if Shmuel had heard about this brisa that said you cannot be poyed to them because they have a shaychus to the mizbeach, then he wouldn't have said his halacha that if they're tohar nivdin, he would have said also they're not nivdin.
Tahorim, it seems like a misplaced word. It's mimim heim, not tahorim heim, that's mimim.
Yeah.
Because if they're balachayim, they're not...
The point is well taken, and in fact, the ches of the Shinui Nuschois takes out all of these words. Vashar nimchik, if you see. My Gemara has Shinui Nuschois, I don't know if you have Shinui Nuschois, so you should tell me about this, but you see there's a ches over here, he takes out a whole line over here. Anyway, so Zuktimar Havahadabe, he would have changed his mind. Zuktimar Vulahi, no, the truth of the matter is, Shmuel did know of this price. Vulahi Hadabe, and he did not change his mind. You know the reason why? Says the Gemara, for the very same answer, with the same answer that we gave to the Kasha of Rav Huda Bar Menoyach in the previous price. Then what did he say? The Meikar then Shmuel is right. That you'll be able to go when they're Tahoyrim, they're Nivdin. But Chum said, certain types of things which are unique because of the shortage in the world marketplace, we say, don't go and be poided. Zoktimar, the same thing over here. Hosam Nochamo. Lav Amris Hosam. Didn't you say in the earlier explanation of Rav Huna Bar Menoyach's Kasha from our Mishnah? Legabe, the Eitzim Levoy Nukli Sharis. The Kibbutz Loy Shchichi Loy Mifriki. Therefore, as long as they're Tahor, the Chum said, don't be poidik them, don't be poide. Hochanami. Kiven the shchichi mum in the pasul of behema. Since by behemoth, for it to become a balmum is very, very common, that fellow bedug shiba'ayin nami pasul, even just a cataract in the eye that pasuls it, hilkok loy shchichi. It is also in the category of loy shchichi. And so therefore, if you're talking about something which is a balmum, your tome, whatever, okay, you can be pointed. However, you're talking about something which is totally torah and roilam is bayach, don't be pointed. Midrabanan, because the Mizbeach needs all of these good, wonderful animals and menochis and nesachim and eitzim and levoin, etc., which are all tohoirim. So even though ikredin you could, but don't. Okay, at this point now, we had only Shmuel, and we asked a couple kashas on Shmuel, and we gave tertzim. Now, for the first time, we have people that disagree with Shmuel. Rav Kahana Omar Tmeyin Nivdin. Tohoirim ein nivdin. If it's Torah, you cannot be poided. Not because it's Rabbanan, that's me ikra din, you cannot be poided. The only time you poid it, if it's Tommy. Okay, now Rabbi Oishia, Tamei and Nivdin, Tohoirim ein nivdin. So Rabbi Oishia holds like Rav Kahana. However, Toch de Dibur, the Gemara brings ikra diami, another version of Rabbi Oishia, Afil Tohoirim nivdin, meaning that Rabbi Oishia holds just like Shmuel. So there's a machloikis in the Gemara between the two versions. What did Rabbi Oishia hold? Like Shmuel or not like Shmuel. And now we have a Yovia Kosova Shlisha, we have a third view. Reb Loza Oyman, Kulan Temeyin Nivdin, Tohoyrin Ein Nivdin, Chutz Me'asiris Eifesh Minchas Choytei, Shari Omre Toyrin Mecha Tosoy, Alcha Tosoy. What is Reb Loza saying? He's saying normally Tohoyrin Ein Nivdin. So therefore he is in the camp together with Rav Kahana, Tohoyrin Ein Nivdin, or like the first Reb Oishia version, Ein Nivdin. Yeah. However, he makes an exception to the rule. What's that exception? What is all of that about? Minchas Choyte is what we refer to as the third level of the carbon oil of
the
what is the chatas oil of the as we've explained numerous times, that's a special karma chatas which is brought because of one of three aveirs. Either kshuas aedas, kshuas bitoy, or tomas mikdash vikadosh. Good. So what type of carbon does he bring? If he's a wealthy person, he brings a kizbus. Here. If he's not so wealthy, he goes and brings shteitar b'nei yoyna. Right. And if he's nebuch a pauper, then he goes and brings a minchas chayte. He brings a mincha. Okay, now the Torah uses the expression by, yeah, you could say that again, that by the kizbus ira, or the Torah, it says that he brings it mechatosoy, and by the carbon mincha, the Torah uses the expression al chatosoy. And the Gemara is bothered by, what's this, mechatosoy, al chatosoy. And the Gemara says that the reason why the Torah uses these expressions is to tell you about an individual whose circumstances have changed over time. Meaning, at the time that he did his chet, one of these three chatoim, lo mezog, and at that time he was a wealthy individual, and therefore he went and set aside money to go and buy a kizbu or seira. By the time he went to Yerushalayim at the time of Oyla Regel to bring his Kizba Seira, unfortunately his means went down terribly. They declined because the stock market went down or whatever the situation was down. He had a very expensive air trip to get to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he no longer was a wealthy individual. At this point, he can no longer afford a Kizba Seira. He's either at the second level or he's at the third level. Says the Torah, mechatosei. Go and take from that those monies that were set aside, and don't use all of them, because you don't have the money anymore, you can't afford it. So use mechatosei. From that $500 that you set aside for the behema, go and take the $100 and use v'tarim b'nei yoyna, and if you can't even afford that, then use the $50 for buying the carbon mincha, the minchas chayte. That's the term mechatosei. What's the al-chatosei? It says al-chatosei in the case of the carbon minchas chayte. What happens if initially he was a pauper when he did one of the three sins, but because he was such a wonderful person, and Baruch Hashem, he had mazel, bracha, v'atzlacha, so he became now wealthy. And now is the time to go and bring a new carbon. So not only in a case where he was mafresh mo'is, he put aside monies, but even if he actually bought the flour to bring a carbon mincha, and now Baruch Hashem, he became an oisher, he can go and be poida that mincha, take the money, the value that he just got by selling it, take the money, add to it enough money to go and buy either the Torah B'nei Oina, or even to go and buy the Kizba Seira, and that's why the Torah uses the expression al-chatosai, that you can go and add to it. Now, how do you add to the original flour? The way is you'd be poida that flour. How can you put the flour? The flour, if it was totally tahar, then you, and even though it only has kedushas damim, but how can you go and be and go and be pointed? Says Reb Lozer, kulim tamei nivdin tahirim ein nivdin by tahar regularly normally ein. There's an exception to the rule by the asiris ha'evish minchas choyte that you can take that isorin of flour and you can go and sell it and take the money and go and use it now to go and buy your behemoth, go and buy the term b'nei yoyna. But it's tar, how can I do that? Shari amr toyer, the Torah itself gives you that etzo or that remedy. Mechatosai by the earlier two that Nebuchi went down. Al chatosai by the minchas choyte where you went up, or Hashem, in wealth, where the Torah says, yes, go and be poided, take the money and go and add to it and buy the more elaborate or the more expensive carbon.
Oh. So Torah Ben Yonah guy, mm-hmm, and he got wealthy, he'd be stuck.
Exactly. He wouldn't be stuck. What he would be able to do is, he'd be stuck in the sense of that
he couldn't redeem those ofos.
Right.
They'd be trapped in their condition. He couldn't be poed to them.
That based on this Gemara, that's correct. Yeah, you can look in further Mepharshim, maybe they disagree, but based on this Gemara, what you're saying is correct. So therefore, Zok the Gemara, so in that respect, Reb Lozer is making a pshara between the other two. Because according to Shmuel, anything which has kedushas damim and it's tahor, you can always be poydim, according to Rav Kahana. And one of the versions of Oishia, no, if it's tahor, you can never be poydim. Says Rav Lazar, I agree with the no poydim camp, that if it's tahor and it's only kedushas damim, you cannot be poydim. But there's an exception in the case of the minchas chayte, where the person b'chashem became one. Fine. Now the Gemara is going to bring now a new Rav Oishia. And the purpose of bringing this new Rav Oishia is because ultimately, in another 20-25 lines on the Amud Beis, we're going to try to bring a raya, which is the real Rav Oishia. Is it the Rav Oishia that was like with Rav Kahana? Or is it the Ikka the Amri, that Rav Oishia who held like Shmuel? We'll see Mi'at Hashem as we go through it. So Amud Rav Oishia, Shemati Pigel B'mincha L'Rav Shimon Eina Metame Tumas Oichlim. That if a person had a Karbin Mincha, and the person who is, for instance, doing the kmitza on the Karbin Mincha, and he has in mind the Machshavas Pigel, that we're going to eat this Mincha in 2 days from now, or whenever, Machshavas Pigel, it's not Metame Tumas Oichlin, meaning that if something were to go and touch it, it would not get the status of tuma, of a Tumas Oichlin. Why not?
So Rashi, it's Oichlin, it's not Metame Oichlin.
What happens if the Nevela touched it?
You're saying is if the mincha is not metame tumas ochlin, the mincha itself
does not
transmit tuma, but ochlin cannot transmit.
Whether metame is referring now to transmission or not, let's leave that out.
Okay.
You don't have to be sorry. You have every right to go and ask questions, but let's just talk about that it itself receives
tuma.
So
yes.
If you want to talk about mitma tuma seichel instead of metame tuma seichel, that makes life easier. But the Mefarshim talk about transmission as well. But to make life simple, it is not susceptible to become tame tuma seichel.
Okay.
What's the reason why? We'll see in the Gemara in a moment. We're going to quote now a Mishnah. The Mishnah is from Zroim, from Choyris, from Tuma, Uktzen. It says Nan. Why Nan shouldn't be that? Dalid. Oh, Dalid, Tisefta. Okay, so whatever. Anyway, we're going to soon see those things which are Osir Bahano, not just Isir Achila, but Isir Hano, they cannot be susceptible to Tumas Eichlin. And the Gemara is going to tell us, says the Argamor Rav Oishia, that the Kabe Korbin Mincha that was Nispagel, it is not only Osir Ba'achil, it's also Osir Ba'anoa, therefore couldn't trip Shimon, it's not Metamet Umasaychlin. What is this all about? Not. We learned. Ha'orla. Orla, as you know, for the first 3 years, Kloy HaKerem, Vachakalayim, all of these, says Rashi, Kol Hanoch, all of those that we're going to enumerate now are all Isurei Hanoch.
Right.
Not only Isra Achila, Isra Nas. So if I am to be a farmer, first 2-3 years of the growth of my new peiros,
right.
not only can I not eat them, I can't even sell it to a Gentile. They're Osir Bahanoch. Same thing, Kloy HaKerem. Got mixed up in the Kerem, Tvua, or whatever, Kalayim. Same thing as the Shor HaNiskol. Shor HaNiskol, here we're talking about a Shor that killed, and therefore now the Bezin decided we're going to go and kill it, and before we had a chance to go and be so kill it, or the Balaam went and Shnel, they went and they shechted it. They shechted it l'achig mardinai. In such a case, what's the din? It is not, it's osir b'hanor, you cannot go and sell the meat even to a goy. Not mekabel tumas oichlin. The eglarufa, same thing applies to eglarufa, is also sham te kurasa, sham te misasa, osir bana. Sham mir. Good. The tzipoyre metzoyre. We had this in the previous parasha, that a metzoyre b'yem tarosoy, he goes to the kohen, and he has to go and bring two oifais. When one oif, he goes and shechs, and the other one, he sends up pnei asada, etc. These as well are osir bana. Petach amar. Petach Amar is the firstborn where you were not poided the Petach. Once you poided, then of course it's Mutabana. But if you were not poided, what do you have to do with it then?
Verafta.
What happens before the Arif, I decide to go and sell it to a goy? I'm not allowed to. It's Osibana. Ubasir B'cholav. Osir B'cholav, we have the three psukim, right? The famous Rashi says three times, Vashkadi Bachleinimai, Echad Ech Isser Bishel, Echad Isra Achila, Echad Isra Ano. Oh, so all of these are Osibana. Says the Tanakhama, even though these are osir bana, kul metamen tumas oichlin. Why? Because even though halachically it doesn't have the status of an oichel that you can eat or that you can even sell, but physically these are all oichlin. So if you took a shor and niskel and you shechted it, are you allowed to shecht it? No. Are you allowed to eat it? No. Are you allowed to sell it? No. But it's still an oichel. So therefore it can be metame tumas oichlin. That's a tanakam. Shimon oimer kulan ay metame tumas oichlin. Why not? Because they don't have a status of a halachic ochel. I cannot eat any of these things. Not that I can't eat it physically, I can't eat it. I'll be halacha. Legally, I'm not allowed to eat it. So therefore, they're not mekabel a tuma of tumas eichel. Umayder Reb Shimon. Now, this is the same Reb Shimon that we're talking about. Umayder Reb Shimon. V'basu b'cholav shimetam et tumas eichel. Why? I, basu b'cholav, is also asranot. Hoyul b'hoysel a shas ha-koyshe, because at one time, it had a shas ha-koyshe. Now, normally one would say, what means it had a shasa koisha? Before the basa got mixed in with the chalav, or the chalav got mixed in with the basa, then it had a shasa koisha, you know, just make a bracha, and make sure that the basa was salted and it's kosher, you can eat it. And the chalav, the milk, if it's a kosher milk, you can eat it. So it had a shasa koisha. That's l'choira how one could learn. However, Rashi says that it goes one step further. Because at that point, it's not really basa b'chalav. This is basar, and that's cholav, and never the twain shall meet. And therefore, it's not basar. Says Rashi, no, even basar b'cholav has a shasa kosher. When, min ha-toira, if you were to go and take basar and put it into a container of cold milk, and let it go and sit there for a while, about if it sits there for a long time, it comes kavishari kamavushal and all that, yavada. But if you just put it in there temporarily, for sure, after you take the basar out, you should go and rinse it, and perhaps if you think that it might even absorb, you should take off kedei klipa, avada. But it doesn't have the status of osir dika basar b'cholav, that is osir b'chilam b'ano, and b'bishul, you didn't cook it. So the basar b'cholav had a shasa kosher. Since it had a shasa kosher, at one time it was a bona fide ochel, even though now I'm not allowed to eat it because by now it has already been cooked, or it was sitting there for 24 hours or longer, whatever, in the cholav. So that being the case, since it had a shasa kosher, says Reb Shimon, it can be metam tumas ochel. My tam Reb Shimon, why does Reb Shimon say that a dover which is osir bahano'o is has no din of tumas oichlin? Because when I'm talking about tumas oichlin, it says in the pasuk, "Mikolo oichel asher yeochel." Now, l'chayra oichel asher yeochel is double, is just repetitive. Any food that can be eaten. No, that's the definition of food that can be eaten. Oichel shat yeochel achilach eirim kari oichel, a food item that you can go and serve to another. Who's that another? Says Rashi, to a Gentile, to an oivik echom. So even though I can't eat it, but it can be sold, it can be eaten by human beings, so that's called an oich. But if you're prohibited even going and giving it to a goy, to sell it to a goy, then since all of these items that we enumerated there in that Mishnah, the sharnisko, the egla rufam, the orlam, the kalayim, all of these things are also even bahano'a, so therefore I can't even machal it to achirim, to goyim, to idichachavim. That's why it doesn't have a din of oichel, and that's why it cannot get and be metame tumas oichel. Freitimara va'pigel the mincha nami. Not freitimara. Zoktimara. This is all Rav Oishi speaking. Rav Oishi said that aliba derab Shimon pigel the mincha is not metame tumas oichel. Just I'll tell you why. Va'pigel the mincha nami oichel she'ati yochel achil acherim hu. Since it became pigel, not only can you not eat it, it's also bahano, so you can't go and give it to goyim. And therefore, that being the case, that's why Reb Shimon would hold it's not metame tumas oichlin. That was Reb Oishi's halacha, and now he's explaining where pigel mincha is not mentioned in this whole Mishnah, this whole Braisa. He said the same halacha applies because it's iyat yochel achilachem. Now, how do you know that you cannot go and maybe pigel is just osir b'achila, maybe it's not osir b'ano? Says Rashi, since by definition, what do you do with pigel? You have to go and burn it, and you have to burn in the base of deshen.
So we deem it as if it's already burned. It doesn't exist.
No, or you don't need to come on to that. The fact that the Torah requires you to go and burn it, then you can't do anything else with it. Right. I can't go and eat it. I can't sell it. I can't go and hang it up as a trophy. Right. I have to burn it. So therefore, it's yachal 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 because you have to go and burn.
We said earlier, in either in Zvachim or even in Menachos, that when something is becomes misfagel, rabbinically it becomes kamei as well.
Mm-hmm.
So doesn't this idea kind of challenge that? Because if it's not, if it's tamei as pigle, but it's not food. Here it's not food. So why is it becoming tamei? It's pigle already. It does. It's not. It's not food at all. It's wood.
We're talking about the diaraisa, the kedin of the matamet tumas oichlin.
Okay.
Now you correctly pointed out before. Well, tumas oichlin. How does it transmit?
Right.
So even though oichlin cannot go and be matame odin the kalim, but oichlin can be matame other oichlin umashkin. So he's saying about this long laundry list of all of these items, since they do not have halachic status of oichlin, because you're not allowed to, not only can't you eat it, you can't even go and sell it to goy to eat, so it's not a food item anymore. So therefore, So therefore, not only it itself won't be makabel tuma, it cannot go and, well, not, and not only, but both. Not only it cannot go and receive tumah, it cannot go and be metameh others. Here we're not talking about the hilchos midrabbanan of pigel, where you're right that the Chum said we want to make sure that the kahanim are very scrupulous and meticulous and they don't stop playing games. So we go and put it radioactive, and we go and put an isra, or not isra, but a din of tumah on it. But that's not a tumas oichlin for transmitting, for receiving. That's a special din tumah drabban. Anyway, getting back to Agma, and therefore. Bottom line says Reb Oishia, Reb Shimon, who is the Tanahu that says Ein Metam Tuma Soichlin. He would hold by the case of the Pigel B'Mincha also Ein Metam Tuma Soichlin. Freiti Yemara Ihochi Basar B'Cholav Nami. If you're telling me that that's what Reb Shimon would hold, why do we say that the reason why by Basar B'Cholav is because Hois L'Shasa Koisher? That's the reason why that's an exception to the rule that is metamet tumas oichlin, right? Fourth line from the top. Amoyder b'shimah basa b'chalav metamet tumas oichlin because had a shasa koisha. Teipik lady oichel she'ati yochel la'achel la'achiloi la'acherem hu. Why don't you go and say that the reason why Reb Shimon is maskim b'basa b'chalav, because in fact it's not osir bano, it's mutter bano. Didn't we say that the three lois of ashels? The sign you in the braisa, Reb Shimon Yehuda, Reb Shimon, or Reb Shimon. Basa b'cholav, asa b'chila, umutir b'ano. Where does he take this from? Shnei, because I have two psukim. Says the pasukim, am kodesh atol Hashem l'kecha, l'savash l'gedi b'chalei v'imoy. That's the famous Allah of basa b'cholav. Ola lono, we have another pasuk. V'anche kodesh tion li, basa b'tov v'treifa, lo yisoy chelu, la'kelev tashlichun oisoy. So what is this referring to? You have a basa which is treif. Why is it treif? It has some sort of a hole in the b'nei me'ayim, inside the sirch and the lungs, or whatever it is, a treifa. Lo yisoy chelu, you're not allowed to eat it. I mean, klal yisoy, not allowed to eat it, but you're allowed to have hana. If you have a kelev, you have your dog, you can go and feed it to the dogs. And lahavdil, you can go and sell it to Gentiles, so feed it to their dogs, or they can eat it themselves if they so desire. Anyway, so malalon osa b'chilu mutabano, afkan osa b'chilu mutabano. So ibazoi, we see clearly Reb Shimon holds that the din of basa b'cholav is only an isra achila and not an isra hana. That being the case, why does Reb Shimon say on the top or? Why did the Brice or the Mishnah say, Umoy, the Reb Shimon Basar B'cholav, because it had a Shasa Kosher? I have an even better reason. The reason is because it's not Asa Bano in the first place. This whole laundry list are all Isra Noah guys. The Kelayim, the Orla, the Shar Nisko, these are Asa Bano, but this is not Asa Bano. That's Reb Shimon. Zokti Gemara, what you said is absolutely correct. Chodav Oid Ka'amar. Really, Reb Shimon has two reasons. Chodav, the reason number one, that it's not Mekabel Tumas Oichlin, the Oichel She'at Yochel Achilei, who? Because you can be Machel Achirin, like we just said now, because it's Mutabana. V'oid, Nochazach, the Dei Nami, even for that individual himself, meaning for the Jew that has this problem of the Basar B'Cholav, what can he do with it? You're right, you have the right to go and sell it according to Reb Shimon, because it's Mutabana, you can sell it to a guy. That's one reason why it's metamet tumas oichel, because it has the status of an oichel. But even the Gabi the Yid himself, it has the status of an oichel, because until an hour ago, until you were mavashel it, you were able to go, and even if it was mixed together in the same basin for a few minutes, you could still eat it. Yeah, since it had a shasa koishis, so it was an oichel originally, that's why Reb Shimon holds for both of those reasons, it's metamet tumas oichel. I'm going to ask a question now on Reb Oishia. Remember, Reb Oishia was the one that we just got finished with saying that Pigel B'Mincha couldn't Reb Shimon Einoi Metamet Tumas Oichlin. and I have a befeirish of Braisa, not like Reboishia. What's the Braisa? Meisve. Reb Shimon Oimer, Yesh Noiser, Shu Metamet Tumas Oichlim, Yesh Noiser, Shein Metamet Tumas Oichlim. Noiser is all in all that the person did not eat the carbon within the allotted time, and went beyond that time, it becomes Noiser now. The question is, does it have a status of Tumas Oichlim or not? Says Reb Shimon, it depends. Some noiser has a din of tumas oichel. In other words, an oichel, it can mekabel tuma, it can transmit tuma. It's a real oichel, and others nisht. Ainu metamet tuma. Ketzad, so explain to me. Long lef neizrika, ainu metamet tuma oichlin. Liachas rika, metamet tuma oichlin. What does this mean? Long lef neizrika or liachas rika? Shimon brought a carbon on Monday. Tuesday morning, I see that half of the carbon has not been eaten. Maybe the whole carbon hasn't been eaten. I say, Shimon, it's nicer. What did you do? He says to me, you don't know the whole story. What was the whole story? The whole story is I brought this carbon, and everything was wonderful and beautiful and great. Guess what happened? The Kehanim forgot to do the Zrika. And we remembered 5 minutes after Mincha. And since we daven Mincha over here about 5 minutes before Rabbeinu Tam, so therefore, by the time we remembered that there was no Zrika, it was already too late. We couldn't do a Zrika. Mm-hmm. And of course, we couldn't eat the flesh. There's no way eating the flesh because it didn't have a matir of Zrika Sadam.
It was effectively wood.
Exactly. So the next morning, you're right, it's noiser. But the reason why I didn't eat it was because of Lefnei Zrika.
No matir.
And it was no matir. So therefore, Ketzer, Lon Lefnei Zrika, meaning it became Lina, became Posel Alt, the Alt Noiser, and there was never a Zrika done.
No Shasa Kosher.
In a Metama Tumas Oichlin, since it didn't have a Shasa Kosher, it's not Metama Tumas Oichlin. La'acha Zrika, however, if the proper Zrika was done, and then Shimon left over this carbon until the next morning became Noiser, that's Metama Tumas Oichlin, because it did have a Shasa Kosher. When? As soon as the Zrika was done. You could have eaten it the whole night, min ha-toyra, or midrabon, at least until Chatzoy, so it had a din of Oichel. That's Metama Tumas Oichlin. Then that's fascinating halacha. So far, nothing to do with us. Continues Rav Shimon. Upigel, upigul, bein bekotchim kudishim, bein bekotchim kalim, ein metamet tumas oichlim. Pigul as well, ein metamet tumas oichlim, because it never had a shas hakoishim. The Gemara on the bottom and on the top of the omen are going to distinguish between when did it become pigul. Did it become pigul already at the first stage, at the shechita stage, and therefore never had a shas hakoishim? Or, in fact, the shechita was fine, and the Kabbalah Zadam was fine, and the Kabbalah Zadam. It was the time of the Zrika that we had a machsheves pigul. Oh, so then it did have a shas hakoishim. So we're going to talk about that in a minute.
It shouldn't matter, because if it's pigul perfect, to become pigul, everything had to be good. So even if the shechita was, if the shechita, the machsheves mefagelis, happened at Shechita,
mm-hmm.
until the Zrika's done, yeah. It didn't have a, it's still.
Okay, so let's, reason why I inserted this because I was afraid you'd jump on me. So, but Mircea will talk on the bottom of the Amid, either end of today's Shir or the beginning of tomorrow's Shir. So we're continuing on. So, Pigo, Bim, Kutch, Kudish, Mikutch, Kalim, Ainam, Thomas, Thomas, Oichlin. Why not? Because it didn't have a Shasa Kush. Now, Pigel b'mincha, oh, this should now light up lights in your mind. Pigel b'mincha, that's what we're looking for. Metamei Tumas Oichlin. It is Metamei Tumas Oichlin. Now, who's speaking now? This is Reb Shimon. What did Reb Oishia say on the Amar Aleph? So Reb Oishia, libe de Reb Shimon, Pigel b'mincha, Einoi Metamei Tumas Oichlin, right? That's fact on the Amar Aleph. Om Reb Oishia, Shemati, Pigel b'mincha. Our case, Reb Shimon, Einoi Metamei Tumas Oichlin. And guess what? We have that same Reb Shimon. Shimon Pemola is saying, Pegel be'mincha is metamet tumas oichlin. It's a chashtarka kasha on Reb Oishia. Tutumot le'kasha. Kancho oishlo shasa kosha, kancho oishlo shasa kosha. What we were just speaking about. When did the pigel take place? Did the pigel take place at the time of the kmitza? Did the pigel take place at the time of the haktara? Zok to Yomara yet. Kancho oishlo shasa kosha. So explain to me, what do you mean? Your shasa kosher, this shasa kosher. Hey, chadami deli hoisa shasa kosher. Dr. Shinu b'machuber, that he was makdish this wheat when it was still in its kernels, wow. And still in its stalks. Can you be makdish machuber? Yes, of course you be makdish machuber. So he was makdish it. And what happened now? So at no time was he ever able to go and eat from it, because the first time he'd be able to eat from it would be after he brought it for the Kar Mincha and the Kemitza and the Haktorah was done perfectly, and then you'd be able to eat from the Shiraim. Guess what? He never had that opportunity because he makdish it ab initio even before they cut the tvua and made it into mincha when it was still standing. Okay, so tomar abav lifrakinu. Why shouldn't he go and be poided? In other words, what's the Gemara's kasha? It only has Kedusha's Domim now. It doesn't have Kedusha's Aguv because it didn't go into a Kli Sharis. Why didn't it go Kli Sharis? Still attached to the ground. So Ibazoi, so be poided. So Hanicha lahach lishna di omra boishia tmeyin nivdin tohirim ein nivdin shapir. Ah, like the first tzad that we had back in the Yom Ha'al. That according to Rabboishia holds like Rav Kahana. That Rav Kahana disagreed with Shmuel. And he says, "Tohirim ein nivdin." This is totally tahar. It's mechubel karka. In fact, it cannot become tamei even if a thousand velas fall on it. It doesn't matter. It's still mechubel karka. So, Dr. Yomara, tamei nivdin tohirim ein nivdin eshapis. And then I understand why he's saying it never had a shasa kosher even before it was cut. It was already kadosh. I was not able to eat it. And afterwards, when I was mafagel, that I certainly couldn't eat it, so didn't have a shasa kosher. That's the reason why. It is metame. It is not metame to masachet. Elihach lishna di amrafil tohirin nivdin. According to the second viboyaseima, that according to it, the amri we said according to boyisha that he holds like Shmuel that even tohirim are nivdin lifrakinu hashta. I'm sorry, lifrakinu. Let him go and be poidikit, meaning even though he was makdishit when was mechuber, he can go and be poided even when it's still mechuber, even after it was cut. You can go because it only has kedushas damim until it gets into the kli sharis. So ibazoi, why can't you be poided? So Kimura, you're right. You have the ability and you have the right to be poided. Bahashim yilei parik, but lemaisi you were not poided. Since you were not poided any time, it never had a shasa kosher. Since it didn't have a shasa kosher, that's the reason why we say that it's not metamet tumas oichlim because it never had the status of an oichl because at all times it was prohibited to eat. So Kimura. Upa, even though you were not actually poyriket be a dying, kim di boy barakle, since you had the ability to go and be poyded, shemina le rabshim and the yamakolo ima lifteis ki pavei dami, and so therefore vaitit should have a status that it had a shasa koisha.
Because you could have been poyded.
You could have been poyded, and the fact that you could be, it's as if it's pavei.
It doesn't matter.
Where do you find this rabshim? This anya, rabshim and oimer. Paraduma, holy cow! Metamet tumas oichlin. Why is it metamet tumas oichlin? You're never going to eat from the paraduma. It had a shasa kosher. What shasa kosher did this paradum ever have? When it was alive, you couldn't eat it. It would have been Eva Menachai. After you shechted, it's already a paradum. Of Yom Rish Lakish, I'll tell you. Oyim Rish Lakish, Oyim Oyim Reb Shimon, Pora Niftis Al Gabi Marachosa. What does that mean, Al Gabi Marachosa? Marachosa means the place on the Hara Mishkan, Hara Zeisim, where you went and shechted the carbon paradum. Not really a carbon, it's a carbon.
It's better kabayas.
Berekabayis type of carbon. Anyway, so you can still be poided agam marachasa, meaning that before you started taking from the dam and started doing zrikos towards the Zveis HaMikdash, and before you went and converted it into ash and all the rest, as soon as you shechted, from that moment for a split second before you take the dam and start doing anything, you can still be poided and now use it for chulin if you're poided. Ah. Okay, so what do I see from that? It says Rish Lakish, that says Rib Shimon, that's the reason why a Pora is Metama Tumas Oichlin, because it had that Shasa Kosher for the few seconds. Now, did the person actually be poided?
Of course not.
No, he didn't. But he could have, he would have, he should have. So that's enough to Metama Tumas Oichlin. So the same thing should be said over here too, that even though we're talking about Tavua that was still attached to the ground when he was Makdishit, but Lifrakinu, he had the ability, he wasn't poidikin, Mazel Tov. But Reb Shimon holds, so therefore it did have a shasa kosher, and therefore it should be metame tumas oichlin. The Gemara gives a difficult teretz. You can't compare the pora aduma to the case of the mincha. Why? Because mishlo the pora imedes liftoisi. The pora is ready, willing, and able to be podoy. In which respect? Shematza acheres noaimena. What happens a second after they go and shecht the pora aduma, and they're getting ready to go and spritz and do all the rest? Somebody go, 1 second, hold on! We found a brand new paraduma. And look at this paraduma, it's picture perfect. Maybe not pigel perfect, but it's paraduma perfect.
Yeah.
Look at it. Shame. The other paraduma, remember when we shechted it? It had such a frown on the face. It looked so ugly. This one is so pretty.
What does it matter? You know, it's not a one exclusive thing. You can have a second paraduma. It always bothered me.
Use both. Why should it be part of the first one?
Exactly. Right. You have a spare. You have
how much does a paraduma cost?
It's a fortune.
Exactly.
You already slaughtered the first one. You're not getting your money back. You can't return it to Tama Ben Asina and get your money back. So what are you talking about here? It's already geschachten.
Let's talk about your point in a moment.
Okay.
But in the meantime, Gemara says that if you were to find a paraduma, which is even nicer and superior, then wouldn't you go and buy that and use that? And therefore, what are you going to do with the first one? Aren't you going to go and be pointed to go and use those funds to go and buy the new one? So that's why Reb Shimon holds in such a case, since it's oimid liftois, it's kipadoi domi. Elihani menachis, mitzvah liftoisan? Is there a mitzvah to go and be pointed that mincha? The assumption is that if the mincha that you took, you followed all of the rules and regulations that we've already gone through in Pesachos Menachos to have the shenst and the best of mincha. What's the Lashon HaPasuk that we always say? If you were going to give this to your governor to go and give it to a public official, would he take it from you? So Avada, he took already the nicest mincha. So there's no mitzvah to go and be pointed when you find even better flowers. They're all basically the same. And so therefore, there it's taka oimel liftois, and here it's not oimel liftois. And that's the reason why Parah Aduma, since it's oimel liftois, it's kipodli dominus matamatum asoichlim. But the case of Akar mincha, it would not be matam, because even though you could, if you wanted to, but who's going to go and be pointed?
It's a dorish shalosh shchiach legozrei rabbanan. Why would you have a padia of a paraduma for a second better paraduma as something that's shalosh shchiach? I mean,
it's not shchiach.
It's super improbable.
The first paraduma is also not shchiach.
Right,
but
it's the legal probability that opens it up to making it Tumas Sochlan. It's just
exactly.
It's just a narrow problem, but it's so remote.
It could have possibly happened.
Yeah.
That's already enough to give it a status of an Oichel Tumas Sochlan. But I thought you were going to go and ask another question, which is along the lines of what you were asking just 2 or 3 minutes ago. What's the likelihood, not only going and finding another Paraduma, but even if you found another Paraduma, you think that the Gizbarim of the Beis Hamikdash had that much extra funds to go and buy yet a second paraduma? As you pointed out, if you're going to be pointed to the first paraduma, what could you use it for? Can't use it for paraduma anymore.
Steak, that's a barbecue on Yom HaTzmut.
Exactly. Or goy or anybody, whatever, at any time that they want to go and make a steak. How much could you get for that? You know, $5 a pound, $20 a pound. Mashenkiri took paraduma, which is worth $1 million or something like that.
Priceless.
So even if you find one that is nicer and prettier, do you think they're going to jump to the possibility of going to be pointed based on just the sheer amount of the funds? Mashenkein, the Gavdekor Mimcha, it's so much easier to
go. It's a cheap commodity.
Exactly.
It's a Mimcha's Chote material.
So I would think it would be much more likely and susceptible to pidyon.
Right.
By Mimcha, he paid $5 for a pound of flour. So, oh, there's a special sale at $10, which comes from Italy, and it's supposed to be very fancy.
Gold metal flour.
Yeah, gold metal flour. Hey, that's good.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, so with this lemaisa, the Gemara is for enfatikasha. In other words, we thought we had brought a conclusive raya that Rav Oishia is one of those that holds like Rav Kahana, and he holds the niftin toyim ain niftin, and that's right. The reason why it has a status that it's not b'tum b'tumas oichlin, says Gemara. No, it could even go according to the other man the Yama too. And the reason why you can go to the Yom Naman the Amar is because Nachman lachlish the Yomer ain toyim niftin lefrakino Hashem has Gemara. You're 100% right. It could be that Rav Oishia holds like Shmuel, and you can be poided. Why does Rav Oishia say, Alibet Rav Shimon, it didn't have a Shasa Koisha? Because he wasn't poided. You could be poided, because Shmuel said very clearly, Gzantai, that Tahoyrim Nivdin. I hold like that as a Rav Oishia, Tahoyrim Nivdin. But Lamaisi wasn't poided. Since he wasn't poided, it never had a Shasa Koisha. Didn't have a Shasa Koisha. That's why it was not Matamba Tomasoichlin. Therefore, no raya to what Rav Oishia really holds. Fine. Now that we've concluded that shtickle, we're going back to the beginning of this Reb Shimon, where Reb Shimon said that there's an afkamina between a lon lefnei zrika and a lon li'achas zrika, that some nois is matami to a zeichon, some nois is not matami, depending on when, whether or not you did a zrika or not. Freitimor v'alon lefnei zrika, the mitzvah le'mizrike. After all, any carbon where you've geshocht in it and you kabbal sedam is a mitzvah for the kaharim to go and do the zrika. The iboy is zorak. And obviously, if they could have, they should have, and they should have done the zrika. And therefore, that should be like a kaloimid the zrika, kazorak dam.
Exactly.
Uktani, and it says, ein metametumas ochlin. Why is it not metametumas ochlin? It could have, would have, should have had a shasa koisher by the fact that, just like we're saying by the paraduma, and any carbon is oimid lizroik should be kizorik dami, should have a shasa kosher. Therefore, it should be metame tumas ochlin according to Reb Shimon. This chalz Reb Shimon speaking. The same Reb Shimon that holds by paraduma that it's metame tumas ochlin because he could have been poida. So here too, you could have been zayrik. Everything one ochlin maizkin shloi hoyis shoyis beyond the mizrikay. Talking about the shechta, the korban mamish, the last moment of the day, and in fact it was not oimid lizrik after all. Why did the kahanim do that? Perhaps they made a mistake. You know, they looked outside and it looked like the moon is coming out, and then 5 minutes later they realized, oh yeah, we made a big boo boo, etc. Whatever the mass. They made a mistake. Oh, my usually always a choice beyond the mizrik, and since it didn't have that choice beyond. Never had a shasa koisher, and that's why we said before it's not metamet to a cycle. What happens if, in fact, you shecht at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? There was plenty of time to do this rika. My, then you would agree metamet to a cycle. Why did we say before that Reb Shimon distinguishes between lon lifnei zrika or lon liachas rika? Aditoni lon liachas rika metamet to a cycle lif bedida. Let's go and make the chilik in the lon lifnei zrika itself. When do I say lon lifnei zrika never had a shasa koish made dvar moshli hoisli shoyis b'yoyim? Because the taka shechted it a minute before marav time, and before mincha time. It was already so late there was no longer a shasa koish to do the zrika sedam. However, if you shechted at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you have plenty of time, then it's metamah to mesaychlin. So you don't have to distinguish between lon lifnei zrika and lon liachas zrika. You can go and talk about lifnei shoyis and laf shoyis. That's taka the real pshat. That's what we meant all Lon kadim shira lizrika, ain't metamet tumas ochlin. That if you were lon before kadim shira lizrika, in other words, it never had this man roy lizrika because you shechted it two minutes before, too late, ain't metamet tumas ochlin. They never had a shasa kosher. However, as long the achash shira lizrika, you didn't make a zrika, but you could have, would have, should have made a zrika because you had shechted at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You had plenty of time. This metamet tumas ochlin taka, like we said. Okay. Do we want to stop here? We want to still learn another couple of lines.
Okay,
yes. Everybody agree? Okay. Yes. We said before, what did it say in this Reb Shimon? Right, do you see where it says Vaha? The right before the Vaha, right? Pigel, not right, right after the Vaha, in the parentheses. No, not Metamatumas Eichel. What's the reason why? Never had a Shasa Koisha. Didn't have a Shasa Koisha. It doesn't get a status of an Eichel. Frank Timura, I did too. Mitzvah Mizrake, who said that he didn't do his Rika? Mitzvah Mizrake without a bad machshava. They had the mitzvah to go and be Zorik before the bad machshava. And therefore, the boy is Zorik. And he could have been Zorik without that machshava's people. So since he could have, would have, should have. So it's Doimak, it's as if it's deemed Kizorik Dami. Uktani, Dani Batamatama Soichlin. Why? It should be Tamazumsa because it had that potential Shasa Koisha. Zoktimar my love, probably talking about the Pigal Bizrika, that the Pigal was at the Zrika time, and if it was at the Zrika time there was a Shasa Koisha prior thereto.
It was pending kosher.
Pending kosher. Oh, so my love the Pigal Bizrika, and therefore it has a Shasa Koisha, and therefore I have a Kasha on Reb Shimon. Why is it not Tamazumas Eichlin? But to alloy the Pigal Bishchito already at the outset, at the first of the four Avoides. He already had a machshavas pigul then, so it never had a shas akoyshin. Oh, well, not only was threatened; it was pigul at the time of shechita.
As long as nothing else, as long as it was perfect after that, then it became pigul. But the pigul was introduced pending, was potentially pigul.
Good
from shechita on.
Fine. So the pigul was shechita. Our pigul was rika mai. What would talk to be the din? Pigul was rika mai. Hachanami the metamet to masoichlin. Then you say who metamet to masoichlin? Because until that moment, the pigul was rika.
The pasul and the zrika came to basachas.
Good.
Simultaneously.
Good. And until that point, had you not made that machshavas pigul, it would have been totally kosher.
Right.
So therefore, it had a shasa kosher. So ibazoi feiti mora. Why did we have to go and change gears and switch from or change channels from pigul and kachim kudish and kachim kalim? We said not mitame, but pigul and minchas yom mitame. Let's talk about vayte the kachim kudish and the kachim kalim. The medvur moon. When do I say that attack becomes in mitame to masoichlin? That's the pigul b'shchita.
Because it never became food.
Never had a shasa koish. Never became food. Never became an oichlin. Pigul was rika mitame to masoichlin. Says Yumar, you're right, we could have said that. The reason why we introduced Pigla Mincha, it's Trichalei. The Avagav, the Pigla B'Kemitza, even though he did a Pigla at the outset at the Kemitza stage, which is the Koimetz Mincha Ke Shchita Dami, like you just said, it's like Shchita, and therefore I would have said, oh, he never had a Shasa Koich. Afalahochi Metame Tumas Oichlin. Why? From the Kemitza stage already? It has a shasa koish mikara either before you even makdish it, because you had, we're not talking about that it was attached to the ground when
it was makdish. It's not an animal that's eber menachai, it's asur esachiva, it's flowers, it's a food.
And so therefore,
if you've never makdish it, you could have eaten it and been metame it, and it would have all the whole Torah's tumas.
So that's the reason why we brought in this din of pigul b'mincha, that it's metame tumas oichlin, even though the mincha is similar to kachi kudishim, kachim kalma, that the shechita stage, we said by the kachim, never had a shasa kosher. Here we're saying by the mincha, it did have a shasa kosher
before he was makdish it.
We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Have a wonderful day.